المسألة الثالثة كيف نفهم الإسلام.
The third issue, how do we understand Islam?
نفهم الإسلام كما فهمه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم، فنتمسك بما تمسكوا به من الكتاب والسنة على ضوء فهمهم للكتاب والسنة. قال تعالى: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين وله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساء مصيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الفرقة الناجية: ما عليه أنا وأصحابي. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. وهذه النصوص كافية ببيان المنهج، وعلى السلف حفظ هذه النصوص لكي تكون نبراسا له.
The answer is that we understand Islam just how the Sahaba understand that they understood Islam, and we hold firmly to the religion just how the Sahaba held firmly to the religion. As Allah says in the Quran, and whoever goes against the messenger after the clear guidance has been shown to him, and he follows a way other than the believers, then we will leave him in the path that he has chosen, and we will burn him in Jahannam, and what an evil destination. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, when he told us about the safe sect, that he said, they are those whom what I am upon and what my companions are upon. And also the Prophet ﷺ says, upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided khalifas.
المسألة الرابعة: كيف أعرف الحق عند الاختلاف.
The third issue was how do we know the truth when there is a difference of opinion. And just to go back to the opinion, and the Sheikh says that it's important for the Salafi that he memorizes these proofs, that the Salafi memorize them so that his understanding will be more clear.
This is regarding the question number 3, huh? Yeah, if you want to complete. Yeah. My question now, المسألة الرابعة: كيف أعرف الحق عند الاختلاف.
So the fourth question: how do we know the truth when there is difference of opinion?
معرفة الحق عند الاختلاف من خلال نصوص الكتاب والسنة على فهم السلف. وإن أشكل عليك بعد ذلك، عليك بالرجوع إلى كبار العلماء أمثال من توفي الشيخ ناصر الدين الألباني والشيخ ابن باز، فلعلهم بينوا هذا الأمر الذي قد أشكل عليك من خلال مصنفاتهم وكتبهم.
And that is that the person, he must go back to the book and the sunnah upon the understanding of the companions, and if he finds any of the text which is confusing for him, then he is upon him that he goes back to the scholars, for example the Sheikh Nasiruddin al-Albani and Ibn Baz, and he should find that the answer for his confusion would be either in their books that they've written or in their or in their tapes.
وهؤلاء من الأموات الذين عاصرناهم، وأما من الأحياء فأمثال الشيخ ابن عثيمين والشيخ عبد العزيز آل الشيخ والشيخ الفوزان والشيخ ربيع بن هادي والشيخ مقبل، فهؤلاء يرجع لهم استنادا لقوله تعالى: فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. هذا هو الدليل في الإجابة.
And these are the shaykh who have died. As for those who are alive, like the, for example of Sheikh Uthaymeen and Abdulaziz Ali Sheikh and Sheikh Muqbil and Sheikh Fawzan and Sheikh Rabi', and the Shaykh says, and we go back to them just as, and we ask them as Allah says in the Quran, and ask the people of knowledge if you do not know, and this is the proof what we say.
المسألة الثالثة: كيف نفهم الإسلام.
The third issue: how do we understand Islam.
نفهم الإسلام كما فهمه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم، فنتمسك بما تمسك به من الكتاب والسنة على ضوء فهمهم للكتاب والسنة. قال تعالى: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين وله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساء مصيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الفرقة الناجية: ما عليه أنا وأصحابي. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. وهذه النصوص كافية ببيان المنهج، وعلى السلف حفظ هذه النصوص لكي تكون نبراسا له.
Is that we understand al-Islam just how the Sahaba understand that they understood al-Islam, and we hold firmly to the religion just how the Sahaba held firmly to the religion, as Allah says in the Quran: and whoever goes against the messenger after the clear guidance has been shown to him, and he follows a way other than the believers, then we will leave him in the path that he has chosen, and we will burn him in Jahannam, and what an evil destination. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, when he told us about the safe sect, that he said, they are those whom what I am upon and what my companions are upon. And also the Prophet ﷺ says, upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided khalifas.
المسألة الرابعة: كيف أعرف الحق عند الاختلاف؟
The third issue was how do we know the truth when there is a difference of opinion. And just to go back to your thing, and the Sheikh says that it's important for the Salafi that he memorizes these proofs, that the Salafi memorize them so that his understanding will be more clear.
This is regarding the question number 3, huh? Yeah, you want to complete. Yeah. My question now, المسألة الرابعة: كيف أعرف الحق عند الاختلاف؟
So the fourth question: how do we know the truth when there is difference of opinion?
معرفة الحق عند الاختلاف من خلال نصوص الكتاب والسنة على فهم السلف. وإن أشكل عليك بعد ذلك عليك بالرجوع إلى كبار العلماء أمثال من توفي الشيخ ناصر الدين الألباني والشيخ ابن باز، فلعلهم بينوا هذا الأمر الذي قد أشكل عليك من خلال مصنفاتهم وكتبهم.
And the answer is that the person, he must go back to the book and the sunnah upon the understanding of the companions, and if he finds any of the text which is confusing for him, then he is upon him that he goes back to the scholars, for example the Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani and Ibn Baz, and he should find that the answer for his confusion would be either in their books that they've written or in their or in their tapes.
وهؤلاء من الأموات الذين عاصرناهم، وأما من الأحياء فأمثال الشيخ ابن عثيمين والشيخ عبد العزيز آل الشيخ والشيخ الفوزان والشيخ ربيع بن هادي والشيخ مقبل، فهؤلاء يرجع لهم استنادا لقوله تعالى: فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. هذا هو الدليل الإجابة.
And these are the shaykh who have died. As for those who are alive, like the, for example, of Sheikh Uthaymeen and Abdulaziz Ali Sheikh and Sheikh Muqbil and Sheikh Fawzan and Sheikh Rabi', and the Sheikh says, and we go back to them just as, and we ask them as Allah says in the Quran, and ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. And this is the proof what we say.